Hello and welcome back to the One Thing Podcast, reading from the book of Philippians today, chapter 2, verse 13, and it says, "For it is God who is effectively at work in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure." And I love this verse because as Christians, we have to understand the work of God in our lives. You see, the work that God does is a work that comes through faith, and because of our trust in him, because of the hope that we have in the Lord Jesus, something even happens in our physical bodies. It causes us to move. It causes us to work and to do the things that God has called us to do. But one thing that's so important to remember, this scripture is saying that God is doing his work. He's bringing about his will in our lives, not because we deserve it, not because of anything good or bad that we've done, but simply for his good pleasure. And that's something important to remember. Why does God do things in our life? Why does he call us out to follow him? Why has he chosen us? Why has he called us by name? The Bible says that even in our mother's womb, he spoke to us and he already knew the plans that he would have for our lives. But why? The answer is very simple. Because of his own good pleasure. And so may we stop today. May we begin to think on this and meditate on the truth of God's word, that everything that he does, all of his desire is because of his own good pleasure. He took pleasure in calling us by name. He took pleasure in calling us to serve in a mighty kingdom, to do his will on this earth, and to one day also live with him in eternity forever, enjoying his presence. And if we simply allow this to enter our minds, to have this mindset, everything in our life changes. The reason that we do things, the reason that we look to do the work of the Lord, and it changes our perspective because we see everything rooted in God's pleasure. Whether it's a bad circumstance or a good, we can trust that throughout the day, throughout everything, somehow or some way, God is going to lead us to himself, and he is taking pleasure at revealing himself in our lives. Even in the tough situations and circumstances, God is taking pleasure of seeing us break through. He's taking pleasure in seeing of us hold on and demonstrate the power of his love, the power of his word in our life. And so, you know, as we look at this, we know that it is not our own strength, for it's God who is doing the work in us. Now, does that mean that we sit back and do nothing? No, but it does mean that we can look for God's will in our lives. We can look for where to move. We can find what to do by calling on him, by seeking him, by not stopping until he reveals himself in us, by not ceasing to pray, not ceasing to look for the move that he's calling us to do, or maybe the move he's not calling us to do. But it all comes simply by trusting in the Lord and knowing that this is all about his good pleasure. So may we recognize today that God is looking to bring about his will and his work in our lives. He is our strength. The Lord Jesus is our energy. He's the one that even creates the longing in us and gives us the ability to seek him and to seek his face this day. So may we really grasp the will of God for our lives today. May we stop and find that everything and all things in our life are about God's good pleasure being unfolded in each and every one of us. And we just are thankful today for the word of the Lord. May we really think about these things, and may we just let the mind of Christ enter in as we meditate on his word today and seek his will. So God, we thank you for your great word and for your power. Amen.